I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclectic Host, and here we are in KUTX's Studio 1A, and this is KUTX 98.9, your Austin Music Experience, and one of the great things we have in Austin. Well, we have two great things, and they're mixed together. We've got Erin Ivey, and she's a wonderful singer that I've loved for a long time, and we've got also the Tosca String Quartet, which I absolutely love, and been loving them for a long time, too, and they got together somehow. And they made Erin Ivey dye her hair from blonde to red to go along with the Tosca. Well, I don't know what color it is. It's sort of amber. What is that? Brunette?
I call it cayenne chocolate.
Oh, cayenne chocolate. Count on women to come up with these names. Cayenne chocolate. Okay, so Erin, tell us about the event that you've got going on. You've got a new CD
yes,
and some performances.
Yes, today's our release day, the official release day.
Today,
hurrah.
Whoopee-doo,
yes.
Yay. Oh, and look at that. We've got a live audience here in the studio, too. Whoopee-doo. Glad you guys could make it. Okay, so the CD is going to be released with some sort of event. Is there going to be a signing or...
Yes, this Thursday we'll be at the Belmont. Kicking the evening off will be Mixer Rogers, who will start DJing at 7. And then at 8 o'clock, Tosca String Quartet and I and special guests will take the stage. And then after our performance, Mixer Rogers is going to close out the night. So come on down to the Belmont and grab a cocktail, come early, and you'll get home in time to... be well rested for the real Valentine's Day, however you wish to celebrate or ignore it.
It's going to be Thursday.
The next day. So this will be Thursday the 13th, yes.
And starts at what time? You're going to sing again at what, 11 to 10 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, okay.
It's a school night,
like
John.
Like what? You mean normal people can go?
We encourage normal people
right, except
to come to the show,
normal,
yeah.
But, you know, we'll show up. All abnormal people can come at 8
they
o'clock.
They can come too. I mean, it's Austin.
Because the normal people go at midnight. Okay, now we've got a bunch of fine, fine string players in this room, and you guys, who wants to be spokesperson for, well, none of you, well, it looks like Sarah Nelson has a microphone close to her, or, you know, do any of you guys, just talk, and tell us whether we can hear you or not. Say hello, Tosca String Quartet, somebody. Well, you're far away from the microphone, so I'm going to guess let Erin talk.
Tosca says hello.
How did you guys get together? How did you guys get together to perform together?
Well, we were really fortunate to be paired up in a private engagement over here at the University of Texas for some of the deans. And I just loved working with these women so much that I had to keep it going, and we have.
Congratulations. Let's hear
Thank
the product.
You. I hear your voice ringing against the window pane and pull the blanket tighter around my tired hopes that the next footsteps will be I should have touched your lips and hands, but now it's clear that I didn't love you enough then. Shadows and ghosts are and ever will be for you. We cannot promise forever because because we don't know what it means, and we don't want to cheat our love. It's got its own time and season.
Tosca String Quartet and the singer Aaron Ivey. And the song is called Almanac.
Mm-hmm. Time and Seasons.
Brava, brava, brava.
Thank you, John.
That is one of the best songs I've ever heard. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And the intonation and everything about it, the cyclical nature, the words and how you come back to the beginning again, it just... I just love that song. Not Plus, so it's perfect bad. For Valentine's yeah. Day. And you all, your intonation is the thing that just killed me. That's a hard song. And everybody was just right in tune. I loved it. And is that available? Can people buy it and get and everything?
Is today, it on the CD? It is available today. Yes, well, it's a CD and a DVD. You can actually see the making of the CD on the DVD. It's the actual performance. So I thought that was cool to offer them together, something a little bit different and kind of a visual, well, actually a visual into the recording process that we went through to make it. And we also performed the studio sessions in front of a small live audience too. So it's really nice to have y'all here.
And it's great to perform in front of people.
There's an exchange of energy and there's really nothing like it.
It's so hard for me to get used to you being a brunette now. A cayenne chocolate.
Are you taking me more seriously?
I think there is something about you take the old myth, dumb bonds, and a serious chocolate, cayenne chocolate, ladies, yes. Yeah. Well, anyway, you're still the wonderful Aaron Ivey, and you sing beautifully in the Tosca String Quartet. Tosca String Quartet, we should introduce, in case you don't know the individual members. Lee Mahoney is our violin player number one, and violin player number two is Tracy Seeger, and Ames Asbell is the Austin Symphony Ames Asbell. Are you still in the symphony?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. And she plays viola, and Sarah Nelson is also in the symphony, and she is the beautiful redhead that sits at the front of the symphony with her cello. And are other members of the group in symphony two? Yeah, yes. Okay, so Tracy is also in the symphony, and Lee... Not so much so.
Yes.
In the opera.
Every once in a while. And she was in the opera. There you go. Okay. And so I'm so delighted to have you guys in here. Belmont downtown for the party on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And get the CD in time to give it to your Valentine.
Yeah, it's on iTunes and Waterloo Records, of course. Go to Waterloo Records and get it.
You buy locally. Mm-hmm. Good idea. But then it's a local band, so it doesn't matter where you get it. But buy it at Waterloo if you can.
Yeah, that's a double win.
Okay. So I'm ready for another song.
Well, I would love
I tell you, I love that last one so much I can't believe it. So, okay, carry on.
Well, I would love to play the namesake of the record, Whisper of the Moon. It's a collection. This is a small collection of lullabies, and we're calling them Lightly Dark Fairy Tales. That's where Almanac fits in. But Whisper of the Moon is a pretty, I think it's a classic sounding lullaby. So I'd like to do that one for you.
Mm-hmm.
change the course of any life, and too small eyes can see the light from the singing moon, still cold and bright. I have bent my ear to a thousand tunes, but I've never
the Tosca String Quartet and absolute wonderful singer Aaron Ivy with us today. And they have been collaborating in performances that they've been giving, but now they put out a CD. The CD is going to be celebrated at the Belmont on Thursday night of this week at 8 o'clock. That last song was called Whisper of the Moon, and it's a lullaby. And the title of the album is?
Whisper of the Moon.
So we'll see. Easy to remember. And it's a beautiful rocking lullaby, 6-8 rhythm. I think it's probably, it's just, I can imagine rocking a baby back and forth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, it just, I loved it again. Okay. And I have nothing to say except I'm so delighted that you're here and so glad that you're together. And
thanks for making it happen, John.
Well, it's my great pleasure. And Peter Babb put it together, it allowed it to happen and all that kind of stuff. And Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek are making it sound beautiful. And we've got this lovely audience here. Give a hand to the audience. Yay, audience. And so, does it feel better to be a brunette than to be a blonde?
You know, it does. It does,
and
actually.
Why is that?
For now. I think I take myself more seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I don't know what took me so long.
That's
it's all in the
you're
hair.
You're a natural blonde, but you've dyed your hair cayenne chocolate. And I was musing about it and thinking, well, you know, it's probably a lot less trouble because when blonde hairs come out of your head, they're a little darker than they are when they get grown out further and bleached by the sun or whatever. Don't you think? Maybe not.
I go to Roar on 5th Street and I say, take care of my hair, and they take care of it.
So they do.
You should go to Roar on 5th Street.
I don't have enough hair to be taken care of. But I mean, your blonde roots showing you're not going
to
be as
but
outstanding.
But now I know what to be paranoid about moving forward. Roots.
Oh.
The roots.
We must all maintain our roots. Okay, and your roots are in Austin, Texas, and we're delighted that you're going to be partying. And any future plans? Are you doing gigs? Are you traveling around? What's the story? We know we've got Thursday.
There's a really cool festival coming up in Elgin. It's called Horse Boy Music Festival, and it is in support of the Horse Boy Foundation that donates equine therapy to children with autism. So definitely check that out. You can get all the details at erinivey.com, E-R-I-N-I-V-E-Y. And so that's the one I want to mention.
Is there a book that went along with that concept? I think there was.
I know there's a documentary film. I don't know about the book. If there is one.
Anyway, so look forward to that. When's it happening again?
April 13th.
Okay, so just around the corner.
Yeah.
Well, let's have one last song, though. I hate to see you go.
All right. This is called Jack's Lullaby. I co-wrote this song with Darden Smith. Sweet blue eyes, sweet dreams tonight. Do not hold the day too tight. Wish upon the brightest star. You will find it's not that far away. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be true. Flying like the angels do. I'll be here to welcome you home. Oh. Skies of gray and blue could not hold my hopes for you. Till the stars fade from the skies, you'll dream behind those sweet blue eyes. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be true. Flying like the angels do.
If you haven't guessed by now, this is not a punk rock album that we're celebrating. This is Erin Ivey and the Tosca String Quartet, and they are just a wonderful combination. And the songwriting is mostly Erin, and that one was with Darden Smith,
yes.
And the string quartet is Tosca, just super fine. You guys are playing all over the place. You're in movies and everything else. What are your? Somebody tell me what Tosca is up to in the near future. I can't hear you. Can somebody step over to that microphone real quick, or is it too far? It's too far. Don't worry about it. We'll find out.
Can I talk like this?
That's good. You're good there.
We're just playing with Erin this Thursday, which we're really looking forward to. And then Friday night at ACL Live, we're playing with Bob Schneider and the Moonlight Orchestra for Valentine's. Lovely Valentine's
not
show.
Not bad. Bob Schneider, lots of people will come to that one. So, and we'll look forward to you in the symphony. And some of you are probably playing with the ballet this weekend. Yes. Okay. So, you know, these gals are busy. They're very busy. And Aaron Ivey, I'm just delighted to see you again and to hear
thanks
your
for having
beautiful
us.
Instrument and your beautiful soul that comes through these songs just wonderfully. So check out the album called Whisper of the Moon. And it's going to be available at Waterloo Records and online in many places. And your party is Thursday night at the Belmont. One more time, big hand for Tosca and Aaron Ivey. I'm John Elliott, his final technical.
So I'd like to do Little Star, and this has been released a couple of times in different fashions, but it was very special to me. It was written for the daughter of a friend of mine, and she, about a month before we recorded Whisper of the Moon, Eve was hit by a car in a really bad accident, and she had just kind of started to, she was alive, hallelujah, and she was starting to recover. She had a body cast. She was three. She had a body cast, like, from her neck to her hips. She wore that for a few months, and so when we were recording this, and we played that song, it was just, I feel like you can hear it on the recording. Like, it's so full of emotion, because Molly, her mom, was sitting where you are sitting as we were playing this song, and I wrote it for her sweet Eve, who is now doing great, has decided for her fourth birthday that she wanted to busk on South Congress. So they got a little toy piano and a little ukulele, and she wanted to sing and dance for people, and she dressed herself in the weirdest outfit. And Molly took pictures, and she was like, that's what she wanted to do. So, you know, we've got another little budding performer on our hands here. Hallelujah. All right, so this is Little Star for Eve.
Star, you're gonna shine bright and far. And when life is very dark, you'll be shining, little star. Little bird, you fly high above the world and string up stars like their pearls, little bird. Little one, when every day done. I will promise you all my love.